This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Who is Joe Biden?
Somebody for San Diego.
Who is the vice president right now under Obama?
Hillary? No, she's running for... I don't know.
No. Who is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Don't give
Joe
it away.
Biden. Oh, Joe Biden? Joe Budden?
No, I've been hearing about this Joe Biden guy for the last couple years. Who is he?
I thought he was someone in office. Who cares? I don't know.
Oh, okay, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's get stoned, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Who's Joe Biden?
Wouldn't know.
What is Joe Biden best known for?
Being a politician.
Oh, specifically, what role does he have?
I can't say. I'm not sure.
He has a certain position. What is it?
Vice President?
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
No, you're not sure. Okay. We're in trouble. Who's the vice president right now?
Honestly, I do not know.
Are you an American?
I am an American because we live in America.
And so you're free to be as ignorant as hell then, I guess?
We're not ignorant, we're supposed to be free, right?
So your brain is free from thoughts then? Or
not free from thoughts, just...
Hold on. Who's the vice president right now?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Hey, I'm the wrong person to interview. Okay. I've not been in that relationship.
What position is he in right now?
I have no clue.
Joe Biden's job. What does Joe Biden do for a job?
I have no clue. No.
I keep hearing about this Joe Biden guy. What's up with that?
I have no idea about Joe Biden. Who is he?
That's the question I'm asking you.
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably... I don't know.
Well, don't give it away. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait for you to think of an answer. Go.
Joe Biden.
Race car driver?
Nope. Guess again.
Sports figure, Joe Biden.
All right, let's stop right there. There's more. It's on Infowars.com right now and MarkDice.com. Now, Ashley Beckford, we've got hours of this, but I want to just finish up the clip we were playing earlier at the Austin Gay Pride Parade where there's gay people and their supporters running around thinking Trump's out to get them. When even the Washington Post said yesterday Hillary lost a big chance, not even making that part of her speech, and then Trump trying to bring everybody together just under nationalism at a Republican event, I mean, that was unprecedented. This shows how he's trying to create unity, but first you have to have a nation to have that unity. The globalists are breaking the unity by ending the nation state. And they admit they're in crisis, but here's the rest of that report we were airing from Austin.
I would love to find out what...
Hi, Alex Jones. Hello, how are you?
I would love to know what they're going to do, what Hillary's going to do, the Democratic Party's going to do for LGBT community and the black community.
Hillary Clinton is going to make sure that we're not walking around with these police officers shooting us and killing us, acting like we do not deserve to live. That's what she's going to do. Additionally, she's going to make sure that we have affordable education, that our black people who have been denied education by Republicans for years to get affordable education, affordable health care, honey, everything, honey. So, Alex Jones, you need to delete your YouTube channel, delete your account, and delete your life. Toodle.
So I need to die. I need to have no free speech. Well, George Soros agrees. He says, take over the internet. Don't let any patriots have speech at all. Only let his organizations have speech. Attend the emails and have the UN run our police. And it's all being announced. You didn't get your free health care? Oh, you need Hillary to get the free health care. You didn't get it under Obama, but he promised you that free health care. and the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act, and the Republicans fought the Civil War, which wasn't really over slavery, but at least they added that in there. You don't know that probably. You probably don't even know who Abraham Lincoln is. But you know how to say, I need to delete my life. I need to die. Wow, that's amazing.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
We're getting Lord Monckton lined up. Talk about the state of world government, the fact that nationalism is rising. Nigel Farage, also from the UK, is scheduled to join us at the start of the next hour. Perfect time to have the head of UKIP on the broadcast. Just look at these headlines, how these tie together. Video. In fact, we need to get this video. Bill Clinton said rebuild Detroit with Syrian refugees, not with industry that brings workers in, skilled people, but with incompatible jihadis that invaded Syria, almost all of them Shia, Sunni, not letting any Shiites or Christians in, basically, bringing in the radical Muslims, putting them in charge. This is a deal made to sell out the country. Look at how that ties in with this garbage. And they're bringing in, I think, millions of Syrian refugees, which are really just Islamic invaders from all over the world, sheep-dipped through Syria, because they called it tens of thousands in Germany when it was a million. When they called it 100,000, it was 2 million. When they called it a million, it was 3 million. Now it's 5 million. In Europe, probably more in the last 3.5 years, 4 years. And then you tie that together with Google hides popular Hillary Clinton health searches. They're doing it again, Breitbart reporting. They're hiding the Clinton death list. Until now, they've had to allow it to be the top search again because of so much pressure. They are pushing with everything they've got. Meanwhile, George Soros, the emails came out. They were leaked. It's covered in the news yesterday. Said he wants the UN to take control of the internet. He said that 3 years ago in the email that was leaked. That was hacked. Well, guess what? Next month he gets his wish. It's handed over to the UN. Wow! It's almost like this guy runs the planet or something. He's at least one of the top generals. And it goes on and on and on and on. It only gets worse. Leaked memo reveals Soros' plan for federally controlled police to take the orders from the United Nations. That's an email from years ago again. And guess what? The Justice Department came out 6 months ago and said, we're going to set up in every major city with Justice Department money, UN offices that are going to oversee your local governments and police. The UN bullying your local government and the police to submitting to their directives to be political commissars like in the old Soviet Union and target their political enemies, just like George Soros said, we won't let our political detractors or nationalists be on the internet. Total totalitarianism. That's what totalitarianism means. Total control by a central system run by weirdos with chips on their shoulders that want to destroy Western civilization. And their followers don't even know who Joe Biden is. We played the clip earlier in San Diego. That's not even in that liberal of an area compared to L.A. And they don't, we're not cherry picking here. They don't know who Joe Biden is. Devastating, devastating brainwashing. Now let's get to this article on Infowars.com right now. This is stunning. I'm going to play most of this audio and video here, but also narrate over it. Video, idiot social justice warrior triggered by dashboard hula girl. You know, that's a good blur, but I want to change the headline because I want to describe what's really happening here. Snake-like bully harasses Lyft driver over dashboard hula girl. Or just, I mean, this woman is dripping with hatred. And there's some poor Asian guy driving the car, very well spoken, being totally nice. It's a group Lyft where you get, you know, discounts and people can carpool. It's a social, you know, justice car. That's probably a liberal, I'm just guessing. By the way, I want to get the driver on so he can put out his side of the story, but he's totally polite. Oh, by the way, there is cussing on this, but it's only once or twice. We'll have to, I guess, just delay it on air for the radio audience because I want to go with it. Oh, you guys already bleeped it. I don't know how you get so much done. Bravo to the crew. I mean, best crew I've ever had by light year. It's just amazing. True blessing. And they're so disconnected, so entitled, that this is the definition of projection. She's bullying him. She's in his face. She's saying, I'm going to ruin you financially. I'm going to give you one star. I'm going to go after you. You're a bad person. You're a racist. You're horrible. You're a white male. And they're in the dark car and he goes, I'm Asian, like the hula girl. And she says that Hawaii's a continent. No, cupcake. North America and Africa and Asia and South America are. Let me explain it again. There's seven of them. Australia's one. It's also a country now. That's one of the few times, like when they say Africa is a nation. No, it's a continent. But you can actually say of Australia, it's a nation. But the point is that we're getting at here is that This woman is totally mind blown, and it turns out she's a social justice warrior, feminist leader out in L.A. This is one of their brain bugs. And by brain bug, that's a la Starship Troopers. This is supposedly one of the smart ones. The smart ones can hardly talk. But they've got this bullying nature. It's like the weird black people. And I say weird because they're really dressed weird. They come like really like robots. They come up to this white kid who's trying to adopt, I guess, some type of popular black culture. I don't think it's that. And are bullying him at the San Francisco University and start beating him up, basically, and saying, you're not allowed to film us, even though they come up to him filming him because he's stolen black culture. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. They're saying, be bullies, be evil, be bad. It's virtuous. No, when the KKK harasses a black person, it's not virtuous. And when black people do it, it's not virtuous. It's sickening. It's disgusting. It's weird. It's horrible. But this is what the media pushes. This is how evil they are. An irate social justice warrior films an exchange. She's proud of this. She's so disconnected. She posts this, and then Laura Southern picks it up, and then she goes and files a complaint for community guidelines, and they say, yes, this is woman's a bully, YouTube says. We're going to suspend Laura Southern's account. Dear Annalise, YouTube says back to her, after further review of the content, we've determined that Laura Southern's channel violates community guidelines, and we are upholding our decision to suspend the channel. Millions and millions of views, a journalist on national TV, you know, doesn't matter. We appreciate your assistance. Gil White, YouTube diversity team. And they've got people like her, other bullies, sitting in there. We've had our YouTube channel with close to a billion views on it taken down before, then I have to start filing a lawsuit and YouTube puts it back up. I've had to put them on notice with lawyers repeatedly. Okay, we're going to have it. And they say, oh, well, that's their website. They own it. No, they're saying it's a free commons. I bring value there. They make money off of it. And then they want to say, I'm a racist. And that's where you got to watch it. You got to let the racists be on there, folks, because they're going to take everybody's free speech by defining it as that. But notice they don't take down the KKK. They don't take down the jihadist things. And you know what? They shouldn't. When they're calling for violence, they should. But just... what's crazy is he never does anything to her. And it's his right under his contract as a cab driver to ask someone nicely to get out of the car, which he does. I'm going to skip this break because it's so important. Here is the audio and the video. And listen to the arrogance. Listen to the narcissism. Listen to the relish she has. Hag-like. I don't mean she's physically old. I mean, she is like a witch. As an archetype, just, I'm going to get you. Oh, you take that down. She wants to make him do something. And they're always widening what's racist and evil so they can always get to be your boss. This is political control. This is Maoist. And while she's up there, let's go through the article while we're playing the video and show the article, show photos of this lady. I want to offer this woman a chance to come on this show. You say, I'm a bully, I bet. I'm predicting you're going to say I'm a bully. No, no, no. Let's see how this works. When you attack us and you attack our free speech and you take down people's YouTube channels, you're a bully, sweetheart. You're a bully. And the internet is going to eat you alive because that's what it does to tyrants like Hillary Clinton and yourself. That's why the whole world's hacking Hillary Clinton. Because the thinkers, the people with 150, 60, 70 IQs, of every race, color, and creed, know the horror they're seeing. And they know who's got to be stood up against. Comprende? But I love how when the rest of the people in the car start responding back, because it's liberal, Southern California, it's when we learn he's not a white male. Now, if he was a white male, it'd be all right. Because anything can be done, including killing white males. We played a social justice warrior earlier saying, I need to just die. I need to delete myself, my website, I need to disappear into the memory hole. Like Winston Smith in 1984. At the Chestnut Cafe, I need to be shot up into the atmosphere of smoke. I need to be obliterated, disintegrated, because you're virtuous. And the whole world's a big safe space where you don't work, you don't do anything, you just run around bitching all day and finding something. You know, some guy working 12, 14 hours a day out driving a cab. probably going to college, probably got another job, might have a family. It's crazy. It's bizarre. And YouTube agrees. Can we check if Laura Southern's site's back up? I saw the video of her responding and saying her site had been taken down, but is her site itself back up? Maybe she had to go somewhere else. I mean, this is crazy, people. Let's start playing the most horrific audio ever heard. Now, this is nails on a chalkboard. When you hear this voice, this is a scramble brain. This is a bully. This is an aggressor. This is a memory holder. This is an anti-language person, an anti-liberal, who just knows that she is a bully. And who wants to tie into this and wants to wreak some havoc. It's not even like a woman in a swimsuit bobbling. It's just a cute little hula girl, you know, skirt down to her, almost to her knees, 4 or 5 inches tall, you know, dancing there on the dashboard. Something friendly to make the cab feel good, to be nice, you know. But he's an effing white male. Well, the problem is he's not a white male. And that's when the script gets flipped. Let's go ahead and start the nightmare.
You thought that was adorable. You didn't think about, like, the pillaging of the continent of Hawaii.
I didn't even know
Oh, you didn't?
Okay. Hold on, I didn't mean to mess it up. Back it up. I'm not going to narrate it first. Okay, let's start over. You need to hear this. This is the continent of Hawaii. June? Okay. She wants him to lose his job. She wants to downrate him. She's going to destroy his life. Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to get you. You're going to be on Gawker. I'm going to socially shame you. I'm going to bully you. I'm going to cyber bully you. I'm going to take you, giving me a service, doing nothing to me, and destroy you on the internet. And then if anyone criticizes my bullying, I'm going to have them shut down as a bully. This woman takes the all-time cake. She is beyond Abe Skrilix to the next power, who says, you don't get to have an opinion. You're an effing white male. When he's a white male, these people are from another planet. They've taken the scramble brain TV Hot Pocket folks, and they have now told them that they are white knights there to save the planet. But really, they're just spoiled, rotten five-year-olds. They act like Prickly Puff, all of them. They act like three-year-olds. They act like toddlers. And this woman, we've now seen video and photos of her online, acts and talks like a toddler. In fact, while we're playing this video and audio, again, I want to show some photos of this woman. Here it is.
You thought that was adorable. You didn't think about, like, the pillaging of the, like, continent of Hawaii.
I didn't even know
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so you won't get rid of the doll then? Because that was, like, really cute thing that you found at Goodwill.
No. I'm not going to get rid of it because of that. I just don't realize it was a...
But so obviously, like, you as, like, a white male, you were, like, the least, like...
But now you're judging me. You're assuming we're
on. No, I'm not. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, like, that perhaps, like, you might be the person who is least hurt in this situation. I'm a passenger in your car. Like, that doll is offensive to me. But you don't want to take it down because you, like, found it at Goodwill and it's a good find.
Yeah,
she orders him to take it down. The bullying starts here.
Yeah, no, I do want you to because it's actually deeply offensive. No, I do want you to take it down.
All right, well, I mean, obviously you're going to give me one star, but I'm not taking it down. I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to do worse than give you one star.
I'm going to do worse.
You want me to drop you off over here or at the next exit? I can't do that. But
no, I would like you to take me to my destination.
I will do that, but
thank you.
My beautiful lady Lola is a big deal.
That's okay. You're going to be on Gawker. No, you will be published on Gawker, and you'll be like the next internet meme. It's going to be super funny.
No, you are, lady.
Yeah, I mean, like, God forbid, like, anyone take your special Hawaiian doll away from you. Because it's a thing that actually affects my life and the thing that doesn't affect your life.
I'm Asian as well. So
okay, so what is your Asian heritage?
It's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant. It's actually super relevant.
Really?
Well, yeah, so
part
of it is not irrelevant.
What if he was Hawaiian and he liked Hawaiian culture? But there's this idea where you can't have anything in your car if you're not. I mean, one time I bought a shirt because I liked how it looked. It was a Brazilian soccer shirt at Target. It was like $10, really soft fabric. Had the symbol of Brazil on it, and then the year that they had the World Cup or whatever it was. And I've actually had Brazilians, who seem like pretty nice folks on average, come up to me at Martin Springs and the places and say, what are you doing wearing that? Are you from Brazil? I'm like, no. I'm like, well, what are you wearing it for? I was like, it's a cool looking shirt, you know. So it's tribalism is what it is, but imagine she really thinks it's meant to offend her that it's a hula girl that's just up there moving on the dashboard. That's why Seinfeld's daughter said girls and boys together is sexist. It's the end of humans as we know it. It's turning us completely against each other. It's brown bags are racist. It's just our language is nothing but fighting with each other and seeing things that make us angry. Let's continue.
You thought that was adorable. You didn't think about like the pillaging of the like continent of Hawaii. Oh, you didn't? Okay, so you won't get rid of the doll then? Because that was like really cute thing that you found at Goodwill.
No, I'm not gonna get rid of it because I just don't realize it was a
But so obviously, like you as like a white male, you were like the least. Did you say it was pathetic? Can I have your name, please?
Yes, Jade.
And your last name?
Green.
Thank you.
My mom just passed me that way. I'm so excited. Wow, you're the first bad experience I've ever had with Lyft. And some people said that I have to be like that.
I'm excited.
Like, I'm a very respectful person, and just the fact that you're taking offense to that, like, I'll take a picture
That's
of it.
That's a disrespectful object that you have in your car, and whether you're Asian or not, you should be considerate to the fact that you might have passengers that don't find that thing to be.
Off of my dashboard when it's super blue.
No, I just said, like, you can set it down for a second. It might be not amusing to all passengers. You're going to experience this again, by the way.
Okay.
And so I hope that from this lesson, today...
You're being rude, actually.
No, I'm not being
there's
rude.
There's one way to tell somebody something, and there's another way in which how you're doing it, and you're not being pleasant.
Oh, because I wasn't nice enough to you?
I've been pleasant to you this whole time.
I wasn't nice enough to you for this thing. That's fine. I've been video recording the entire time. I did.
That's cool, and I'm being respectful to you.
No, you're not. You have been actually very rude and extremely entitled.
Head paused. She is excited that she gets to be violated by the hula doll and his rudeness and his evil when she's doing it all. She's doing the bullying. She's engaged in it all. But it gets better. YouTube agrees with her and says, you posted the video, but if people have comments on it, they're bullies. At the diversity team, a bunch of other anti-free speech authoritarians that should go to North Korea. Because that's where this type of stuff goes on. What is wrong with you people? Let's go back to the clip.
I'm sorry that my Hawaiian lady is offending you.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you have no consideration for actual Hawaiian people who don't want to be a bobblehead item in your car while you're driving for Lyft. You f***ing selfish, dumbass idiot. You are being rude. You have no connection to this culture.
Notice when he apologized.
You know, it's a cute little bubble.
He escalates. She attacked.
Car that you don't know anything about. And you're
She's
an
the
idiot.
Weak. Trying to be strong.
Thank you very much for your opinion.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Think about it tomorrow when you wake up in the morning.
Morning.
It's gonna be awesome. Thank you so much. I'm ending this ride right now, so if you'd like to call another Lyft, you can go ahead and
Sure, you can take me all the way to my house.
You don't have to. It's
no, yes,
car.
You do.
Yes, you do. Imagine being married to this woman.
Wonderful night.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm so excited. Can I have your name again?
Nope. Have a great
yes,
night.
Yes, I can. No, can I have your name again? We'll all just stay here then.
Well, then... Oh, my God. This is my car. Can you please get out of
No, I won't. Call the police. Call 911.
Okay.
About how I won't leave
I
your car.
You would.
Can you please...
No, I can't, but you can give me your first and last name. Here's what I'll do instead.
She cackles.
Holy sh**. The weirdest
weirdest night of my entire life.
The weirdest night.
And he could not get away fast enough so that I couldn't get those license plates.
I was bullying him and laughing like a witch and I was going to destroy him. And he asked me to get out and left. And I had to go file complaints and have journalist websites saying it. Because I just wanted to bully and hurt him on the internet. And then people said I was wrong. So I took to YouTube. Let me tell you what happened, lady. Pinhead. You're a dangerous person. People like you are going to bring us into total tyranny. So you jack with our websites, our stuff, I will slap you with a real lawsuit, not because I'm a bully, but because I stand up to bullies. Whether it's Hillary Clinton or the New World Order, stay
We're
with us.
The march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick, soft, evil person.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
It's all about dehumanizing us. And that's what socialists and statists do everywhere, whether it's the Soviet Union or Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea. Every communist system becomes a total collapse nightmare, except for China, because of the classic, hardworking, intelligent nature of the Chinese people, who are the ultimate free market folks. If you go to the cliches, they're true. They have a bifurcated system with communists on top ruling over a bunch of slaves, basically, and free market allowed in certain areas to basically take over the world. The ultimate merger of crony capitalism with communism. Lord Christopher Monckton is joining us till about 5 after the next hour. The Nigel Farage, kind of a Anglophile type transmission today, because so much of the resistance against the New World Order is coming out of the British Isles. Lord Monckton is the former top advisor. He doesn't brag about that, but if you look it up, to Margaret Thatcher, also been a major newspaper editor, a scientist, a major inventor, and, of course, someone who is the leading person publishing scientific papers, some of the most read in the world, or the most read in the world, on the fact that anthropogenic global warming is a fraud. The problem is, and it's now been in even the Associated Press, 14 attorney generals and governors have been meeting in secret, looking to arrest prominent man-made climate change deniers, and they're actually on the news now pushing this. Now, I wanted to get him on last week, but he was too busy, to talk about this meme saying that we don't want Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. I mean, I would elect a libertarian, conservative, nationalist, patriot, free market woman in a heartbeat. I mean, I'd love to have a woman president. I'd like it. I don't want a kingpin whose emails just came out that she's actually was paying access for others to get the Chinese president. This has now reached espionage level. That's confirmed. George Soros has come out in the new emails that have been hacked, and he admits they're real emails saying the UN will run the U.S. police, and the UN will run the Internet. These are from 3 years ago, and they'll censor critics of his foundations and not allow us to have voices. So they want to arrest us. They want to shut down the web. Hillary puts out fundraisers 2 weeks ago, emails saying Breitbart doesn't have a right to exist, and the alt-right needs to be shut down. And then she comes out and names us by name. Alex Jones, Breitbart, Drudge Report. They're coming after us. They're in the news almost every day saying arrest Monckton. These people, we go down to the Democrat crowds down here nicely to interview them, and they start saying they want to kill me. So Lord Monckton, you've always called them Nazi-like, and people overuse that, but in this case it's really true. I don't think people realize what's happening. Are they doing this because they're panicking? Are they doing this because they believe this is their time to take over? What is the arrogance? Is it a put-on? Is it real? You're a real psychological expert on this. I want to spend some time on powerful women in history and one of the most, Margaret Thatcher, an incredibly great lady, who stood for Bilderberg, who stopped the euro early on, but after she got out, they pushed it through. I mean, a true nationalist, a true, smart, amazing, eloquent woman versus these this brand of Samantha Powers and man-hating, nation-hating, wealth-hating, war-loving. I mean, it's bizarre. So I want to talk about that and also some of the latest developments. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, and let's start with women at the top in politics. What is interesting is that in the United Kingdom, it was not just a member of the Conservative Party who became Britain's first Prime Minister, but actually a real Conservative, because most of the Conservative Party members in Parliament are not really Conservatives at all. But Margaret Thatcher was a Conservative, and she became Britain's first woman Prime Minister. So the idea that somehow people are opposed to Hillary Clinton just because she's a woman, I think are very far from the truth. I think they're opposed to Hillary Clinton, and rightly, because she's a crook. And in law, it doesn't matter whether you're a male or a female. If you're a crook, you're a crook. And the hacked emails that are gradually coming out show that she is and was and will probably continue in office to be a crook, if the people are unwise enough to elect her. And so, no, there is no prejudice against women on our side of the debate. Far from it, as you have just so very eloquently said. You'll elect a woman provided that she is libertarian and is in favour of peace, low taxes, and none of the hideous totalitarian experiments that you showed in that clip before this segment began. The idea that in Britain now we're using babies as fuel in hospitals. Now, this, of course, is the ultimate ghastliness that even Dr. Mengele didn't think up in Nazi Germany. And what is astonishing is the lack of self-criticality on the part of the communist or fascist left, because, of course, the communists and the fascists are really two sides of the same hard left coin. In fact, if one goes back to China that you mentioned earlier, the early Chinese imperial philosophers said, right, there are the big divide in politics, and it still is the big divide today, thousands of years later, is between the totalitarians, they call them the legalists, and the Confucians, we call those the libertarians. So the totalitarians versus the libertarians.
And now the totalitarians have learned to claim they're the real liberals, but they're not.
No, of course they're not. I mean, the word liberal doesn't apply to the likes of Hillary Clinton. It doesn't apply to the so-called Democrats. Indeed, the word Democrat doesn't apply to the Democrats either. They're not Democrats. They don't believe in elections. They're merely a stepping stone on the way to total totalitarian control. You just have to look at the number of treaties that Mr. Obama has busily been trying to
put in place. Unelected.
Euro is a good example. We, thank goodness, stayed out of that. I worked very, very hard to make sure that we did.
Yeah, I should have added you're a major leader of that as well. And, of course, it's not about credit, but people need to know why you're so derided and attacked. I mean, you were like just as important as, say, our George Washington in our beginning in this fight against the New World Order. I mean, it's epic to be able to talk to you.
Get you everywhere, but the truth is that these battles do have to be fought. And they have to be fought very hard because the international totalitarian left are hoping that they can take over. Why, for instance, are these 14 attorney generals conspiring, for it is a conspiracy, to try to move against that provision in your constitution which guarantees free speech? By saying that those of us who are doing academic research, and quite good academic research at that, say I, suggesting that they've over-egged the pudding on global warming, should be locked up, should be imprisoned for daring to have a point of view other than that of the totalitarian state. Now, this takes us right back to Hitler, and there's no point in not saying so. Of course, they will immediately say, oh, yes, whenever the right get fed up, they say that the socialists are... that Hitler was a socialist. Well, yes, he was.
It was the Socialist.
Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. Of course he was left-wing.
That's the name of it. And then the left has lied and said he was right-wing. But let's expand on this briefly, because I want to get back to Margaret Thatcher. I've never had you on to talk about her. And sometime when you've got a full hour, I know we had some mix-ups today, I'd like to just spend a whole hour on her. She's so interesting when this election's over. What would Margaret Thatcher think today? I mean, you're somebody I know from reading newspaper articles that would advise her sometimes hours a day. She really, really, you were one of her main confidants. She really trusted you. She was a really smart lady. And obviously she was smart to trust you. You're a really smart guy, obviously. What type of person was Margaret Thatcher? Why was she willing to buck the entire globalist system? And why don't we see more leaders like her? Why don't we see more men like her?
I think the reason is that in politics, it's much government by its nature tends to be on the totalitarian rather than on the libertarian side. Government is about control, sometimes for good ends, usually for bad and selfish ends, but it is about control. And therefore, there is a tendency in every governing system to move towards totalitarianism. And one of the exciting things about the constitutional developments that began in the era of Magna Carta and carried on steadily, and of course the American Revolution is part of that tradition of transferring power back from the totalitarian center and into the hands of the people. You know, the American Revolution was fundamentally a libertarian exercise, as was Magna Carta, and as was the election of Margaret Thatcher and her political triumph. These movements towards libertarianism were and are and continue to be valuable. But of course, the totalitarians don't like this. They don't like democracy. They don't like the idea that the people can have their say. They're furious that the people, by a substantial majority of more than a million votes, voted down the European Union and voted for Brexit. Why did we do this? Because we wanted once again to be free. I was talking to a cab driver on the way to a radio interview shortly before the vote, and he said, I'm going to vote to stay in. And I said, may I suggest why you shouldn't? And he said, yes. And I told him how an EU law is made, which is exactly how the left want to make laws everywhere. No democratic input whatsoever. The whole thing done by commissars behind closed doors. And at the end of this brief account by me of how a law is actually made in the European Union, he said, right, I'm voting the other way. I'm voting to get out, and I'm going to tell all my friends they've got to do the same to save our country from this totalitarian takeover. So there is now a real battle going on, a battle which you've been fighting with more than usual prescience and still more than usual vigor for many decades, which is between those who wish to shut down all opposition, and this time not just on a national but on a global level. And that's the significance of Obama and his treaty making. That's the significance of Obama and China ganging up together. Come on, we're all communists together. Let's lock the West into this climate nonsense by ratifying the climate treaty. Now, of course, Obama can't actually ratify the climate treaty because your Senate has to approve it.
Sure, Lord Monckton, I want to get to that in a moment, but since you, I was about to interrupt when you led into this, I see articles every day in the Economist, the Financial Times of London, the New York Times, I think I've, the Washington Post, I've got a stack of them here. We're not here hyping the fact that this is an epic battle. Literally, ScienceofPublicPolicy.org, Mark Moreno and Climate Depot, DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars, WorldNet Daily, Daily Caller, Breitbart are now the new media. We get more traffic than the mainstream media. They know that. They're scared. We are the legitimate media. We're not perfect, but we really want to tell the truth. We're nationalist. We're not into scams. We don't want to join the authoritarians. I know you could have joined them. I could have joined them. They admit that we are now defeating them at this point. They are in full crisis mode and say we must get Hillary elected. Brexit and UKIP and Nigel Farage and Lord Monckton is spreading everywhere. If the next domino falls, this is the Washington Post, we're over. The G20, as you know, is set to meet, and their new focus is nationalism from Spain to the UK to the United States to Australia rising. They are in panic mode. So let's just understand, we're not just sitting here telling you all this and saying we've got a fighting chance. But the enemy's going to strike back. This is epic. This, just as you were finally able to reach that cab driver in a few minutes, wake him up with the outrageousness of the authoritarianism of the EU, what is that blow that will finally take them down? Because I know they're winning at some level because they're still in control and they have the money, but they're losing the intellectual battle. What I'm getting at is, how are they going to strike back? What do we do, Lord Monckton? Because we are now standing in huge history. Our listeners are just as important as we are in history. This information war is so important, what you just illustrated.
Now, we have a mechanism which is very useful in the United Kingdom. I've used it against the BBC. I've used it against government departments. It's called Judicial Review, Administrative Action. It's not particularly expensive, provided you know how to work the system. And it allows, if a public authority oversteps the mark, and that's what totalitarians do, they'll always go beyond what the law allows. Here is Obama saying, I'm going to ratify the climate treaty personally. Now, in Britain, if a prime minister said, I'm going to ratify a treaty, and the prime minister didn't have the power to ratify a treaty, I would be able to go straight to the court. It would take precedence over all other business of the administrative court, which is a division of the High Court in London, and say, no, she can't do that, and it would be stopped. Now, you do have a similar system in the United States, but the libertarians are not always as smart as they should be about using the existing mechanisms that are available to you to stop, for instance, outrageous overstepping of the mark by the EPA or by Obama saying he's going to ratify a treaty he has no
power. Sure, so what do we do then? How do we strike back?
So what you do is you choose your issue carefully. Let us suppose that Obama does eventually try to purport to ratify personally a treaty which your constitution plainly states can only be ratified by a two-thirds majority of the Senate. Then all it takes is one person to go to the federal district court on judicial review and say the president has exceeded his authority and I want this looked at and then stopped. And that will bring the whole nonsense.
All right, let me expand on that. That was done by the Texas Attorney General. He was then shut up and indicted, but it's a fake case. He's doing okay. Literally at a dinner party, he just talked about a company he was in years before and said, I think it's a good investment. Oh, my gosh, he's so evil. The Justice Department comes after him. I'm going to skip this break, folks. It's too important. We're going to lose all the free speech if we don't do this. This battle's total. And then the Supreme Court and others ruled, okay, Obama is not allowed to just ignore law and let illegals in and not even test them for diseases. Stop. And Obama said, I'm not stopping. What do you do at that point when he is a naked Tyrannosaurus?
Well, he is then in contempt of court, and you go back to the court for an order requiring him to stop. And once
that's right. Where is the Supreme Court on an injunction? Or Congress? With that court order could be prosecuting Obama, impeachment.
If you go to the court and you say you've made an order, Obama has decided to flout it. If that's what's happened here, and I haven't looked at this.
Well, the word is Scalia was going to rule against him.
If that's what's happened, then he is in contempt of court. And if you go back to the court and you say, you gave this order, he is ignoring it, then they can issue an order for his arrest and imprisonment until he agrees to comply with the order of the court. And that's what you should do. It's not expensive. It is your right. And the court, if it has made a plain judgment and he is plainly flouting it, has no choice, even if it's stacked with all his cronies, it has no choice but to order his arrest. And that's what you've got to start to do. I mean, I did this a few years ago when the British government was trying to pass a thing called the Maastricht Treaty, which was the latest stage then of locking us into this EU monstrosity. And I discovered that against Parliament's instructions, they'd been spending taxpayers' money on various aspects of the Maastricht Treaty, even though we hadn't at that time ratified it. And this was contrary to the law. I took them to the Court of Session in Edinburgh, which is the equivalent of the Administrative Court in London, and the Attorney General for Scotland, the Lord Advocate, as he's called, had to come personally to try to defend himself in court. And in the end, he won on a technicality because the EU budget at line 14,973 for the previous year had overruled the British Parliament's decision, and the British Parliament had never read this document, so it didn't even know. And on that technicality, we lost the case. But then they came after me for their expenses. And I said, no. And they said, you've got to pay them because you came second. And I said, no, I won't. Instead, I want to know the date of the Lord's Advocate's proposed resignation from office. And they said, what do you mean? I said, those are my instructions. I told my solicitors, you tell them that. So they told the Lord Advocate's office that I wanted to know when he was going to
resign. And the point is, you made him admit that Al Gore's movie was a fraud, so they stopped showing it in UK schools. You've done this scores of times. Let me ask you this then. And by the way, I'll put it on screen if you didn't know because it didn't get a lot of attention. The Supreme Court 3 months ago ruled him just ignoring law and saying the border's wide open and ordering them to ship illegals in to God knows where is illegal. He has continued. I can put CNN on screen, Ward Martin, so you can see that.
And as I say, let me just finish this story because when I told them that he'd have to resign, they backed off and said, okay, we won't ask for our costs. They knew he was acting against the law by demanding costs from me, and he couldn't get away with it, or he would have gone to prison. And it's the same with Mr. Obama. If the immigration decision of the Supreme Court is sufficiently clear, and if it is sufficiently clear that he is in breach of an order of the Supreme Court,
it says he's breaking the law.
Then all you have to do, if he continues to break the law, is to go back to the Supreme Court and say he's still doing it and ask for them to order his arrest and to be brought
to court. Sure, and I mean, to their credit, even though Scalia was dead,
Yes.
The split court still said Obama was wrong. So, that's, I mean, right. It's very clear.
So what you must now do is stop simply bloviating and start acting. You have to do what I did. Take them to court. And it's really simple. The mechanism in this case is that if the Supreme Court has issued an order of which he is in breach, then all any citizen has to do is to go before that court, say, here is the evidence that he is in breach, and I want it stopped. And they are then obliged to order his arrest. They are obliged to order him to attend the court, obliged to give him his chance to have his say and say why he thought it was appropriate to ignore an order of the Supreme Court. And if they are not satisfied with his explanation, and if he continues to refuse to back off, they can and should, and if you want my guess, will, send him to jail. That's how you fight back against these people. Use their own mechanisms against them.
I agree. I guess I could go file it. I don't want to just bloviate here, but who should go file this? It should be a governor?
Any citizen. Any citizen has the same right as any other citizen when there is a breach of a court order as serious as this. Citizen has. Right.
Okay, Lord Monckton, we're going to go to break in a moment, so just hold for just one moment. But first, I want to just add to listeners and viewers, we're in an information war. It's very important to support the broadcast, spread the word. Internet censorship is kicking in. Don't take the show or scienceandpublicpolicy.org for granted. Spread those papers, those articles. We're in an info war. Show people the facts. Take advantage of our Hillary for Prison t-shirts at cost, $9.95, shipping included. That's at cost with shipping, $9.95. BioTrue Selenium, amazing cofactor in the body. You must have it for electrochemical activity. 20% off based on mustard seed, the best formula out there. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, incredible multivitamin with all the amino acids and cofactors. Great tasting fruit punch, absolutely organic and natural. 20% off, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get that Hillary for Prison shirt because it's shaking the media up. Okay, getting back to you, Lord Monckton. What else is on the table here? What other big events are happening? What else are we looking at that you're tracking?
Right, here is a very interesting one. On the 8th and 9th of September in London, at the instigation of Professor Niklas Mohrner, the world's greatest expert on sea level, who, like all of us, believes that the global warming thing has been vastly exaggerated, there is the London Climate Change Conference, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 8th and 9th of September in Conway Hall, which is in London. Conway Hall, you can find it on the web very easily. Just turn up on the day and come into that conference. We have professors from all over the world, leading doctors and professors of science, and we will be looking at various scientific aspects of this climate change question. I will be chairing the open session of the conference. I'll be concluding the final session on the 9th, which is the second day of the conference, by making a major announcement about errors that have been identified in the computer models that have produced these wildly exaggerated predictions of global warming. These errors are serious, and once the errors are exposed, that's the end of the scare. So make sure you make your way to that climate change conference in London at the Conway Hall, and that is on the 8th and the 9th of September, starting at 9 a.m. Very important you should do that.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this question. It was hackers that brought out the hide the decline stuff, the fact that it was all a big scam. It's multinationals, it's Americans, it's Brits, it's Russians, you name it. But aren't hackers really the secret weapon in all this? Because what do we have to fear? We're not doing anything wrong. But these criminals like Hillary, they've got to be really freaked out.
They are running scared now, and they're running particularly scared on this climate question because the scientific argument just continues to collapse as temperatures fail to rise at anything like the previously predicted rates. And
Lord Monckton, I've got to go to break. Do five more minutes with us, and Nigel Farage is coming on. We're back in 70 seconds if you can, Lord Monckton. I know it's nighttime over there. I want to come back, have you finish up, and then go to Nigel Farage, the former leader of UKIP. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.